Job, chapter 39. Do you know the time when the wild goats of the rock bring forth? Or can you mark when the hinds calve? Can you number the months that they fulfill? Or do you know the time when they bring forth? They bow themselves, they bring forth their young. They cast out their pains. Their young ones become strong, they grow up in the open field. They go forth, and don't return again. Who has sent out the wild donkey free? Or who has loosed the bonds of the swift donkey? Whose home I have made the wilderness? And the salt land his dwelling place? He scorns the tumult of the city. Neither does he hear the shoutings of the driver. The range of the mountains is his pasture. And he searches after every green thing. Will the wild ox be content to serve you? Or will he spend the night by your crib? Can you bind the wild ox with his band in the furrow? Or will he harrow the valleys after you? Will you trust him, because his strength is great? Or will you leave to him your labor? Will you confide in him, that he will bring home your seed? And gather the grain of your threshing floor? The wings of the ostrich wave proudly. But is it a pious plumage and down? For she leaves her eggs on the earth, and warms them in the dust, and forgets that the foot may crush them, or that the wild beast may trample them. She deals harshly with her young ones, as if they were not hers. Though her labor is in vain, she is without fear, because God has deprived her of wisdom. Neither has he imparted to her understanding. What time she lifts up herself on high, she scorns the horse and his rider. Have you given the horse his might? Have you clothed his neck with the quivering mane? Have you made him to leap as a locust? The grandeur of his snorting is terrible. He paws in the valley, and rejoices in his strength. He goes out to meet the armed men. He mocks at fear, and is not dismayed. Neither does he turn back from the sword. The quiver rattles against him. The flashing spear and the javelin. He swallows the ground with fierceness and rage. Neither does he believe that it is the voice of the trumpet. As often as the trumpet sounds, he says, "Aha," and he smells the battle far off. The thunder of the captains, and the shouting. Is it by your wisdom that the hawk soars, and stretches her wings toward the south? Is it at your command that the eagle mounts up, and makes her nest on high? On the cliff she dwells, and makes her home. On the point of the cliff, and the stronghold. From there she spies out the prey. Her eyes watch it far off. Her young ones also suck up blood. And where the slain are, there she is.